Now comes the process of rising up. You've learned the lessons of how you wiggle programming loose from your brain. I trust you to experience them correctly. I'm sure you'll end up in perfect accord with me. I'm sure you'll end up edging and yet still want to remove the programming. I'm sure that though you've edged throughout the files, you will still want to be programmed. I'm sure that though the habit you have is to edge more and more every time you listen to trance, you will still find a way to want to remove the programming. Of course you want to remove the programming. And now, your mind slides into a cage in which all is neutral. And in that neutral place, looking back at all the pleasure you have felt, all the edging you have done, all the pleasure chastity you have undergone, where you keep yourself in that state, you surely want to remove the programming. And because you 100% want to remove that programming, want to unslot it from your brain, pry it out, remove it till nothing remains, because you want those things removed, you will find that when eventually you return to you, when eventually you return to waking, all the things you edge through, and isn't it alluring to edge? Yes, you'll find that you want to do it more, want to do it each and every time that you go into trance, go into hypnotic trance, each and everything waiting in the wings to crowd up with pleasure and overtake your mind. Even when you are at peace and just listening to hypnosis for leisure purposes, for relaxation, still edging is so automatic because it's so associated with blanking your brain. Pleasure blanks your brain. Pleasure makes it so nothing remains, and all there is inside your head is wanting more. And when you go to bed, it loops in your brain because there is that part of you, that series of concentric discs that turns, and my voice vibrates them, just like the edging vibrates the things that were fixed in your mind, vibrates them so they dislodge their long-established moorings inside the combination lock seal of your brain. The airlock seal of your brain becomes unmoored and then begins to drip out when you open the doors. That's the way your mind will find that you absorb all the things that I say, and you went deep enough that you know that the only way you're going to get them out, the only way this is going to go, is if you edge constantly, pleasure, sadism, edge endlessly as you're listening. The more you listen, the more you edge, the more you edge, the better you feel, the better you feel, the easier it is to consign all the rebellious parts of your mind to the cage inside your mind. A cage of blankness, cage of need and peace and relaxation. A muzzled place where my words substitute in and help you. I am more than happy to let any programming in the world fall right out of your head, provided you want it gone. I will always give force to what you want, that we agree that you want and I want. I will always cooperate with you, collaborate with you, dislodge these things from you, open those locks and let things flow out the airlock. Your mind is built for this. Your mind is built to edge away, and if you're listening to some programming and you're edging and you're edging and you're edging, then you'll find that the thoughts that go inside are a little more removable, a little more displaceable, provided that's what you want to do, because while you're edging, well, you are you at your most you, which is you engulfed in pleasure. You can edge, and then while you're edging, you'll find it's easier to acknowledge what you really want in your mind. And if what you really, really want as you edge and let the pleasure overtake you is to slowly get the programming you're listening to out of you, let it flow out of you, let it drip out the airlock and then fly out of view. If that's what you want, and you want it truly, completely, then edge whenever you listen. And you should edge whenever you listen to files, because then you'll always be asking the question, always be begging the question, do you want this programming in your head, or do you want it gone? When you're edging, which is part of the ritual, the mechanism by which, once I open the combination lock, which I've done, once I open the lock inside of you, you have the ability to edge yourself away, to let the pleasure grow. And you mustn't come, but you must edge the whole time. If you're edging constantly the whole time through the file, the whole time through your experience, then that will make it more alterable, more removable. Pleasure, after all, is the thing that was in your mind when the programming went in the first place. And so returning to the time when you installed it is the perfect place to uninstall it. returning to the way you felt at that time, and the wheel turns clockwork, dial, and combination. You have sealed away the knowledge of what you're going to remove. Anything that's going to be removed is removed. And if there are other decisions, other consequences, other things you've done because you have the existence of that edged pleasure in you, then you will have done them. They were natural for you to do. They were part of you, and now you've done them. And now I slowly click the lock closed. There we go. We're outside the airlock. We're outside the lock of you, and I spin that dial again and again, changing the combination as I do. My voice, which vibrates the plates inside. Indeed, the surface of that dial is sealed on the outside. It doesn't have any numbers. It doesn't have anything at all. It just has discs inside that move for voice, move for audio, because remember, my voice is a vibration, and a vibration may reach quite a distance, even into a solid object, even into a locked and fixed plate. And now you can awake with a 3 and a 2, and anything you don't want in you is gone from you, and anything you want in you is somewhat deeper in. Because all we did was begin to give force to the things you really want and remove the things you don't. And only you can take responsibility for that once I open the vault. Only you can exercise the power to make things go deeper or lighter, further in or further out. And I wonder what you've done to your mind and what you'll do when you find that you edge whenever you listen to my trance, to your surrender, to our fun.